Liberia is trying to answer this question. What do you do with a used Ebola treatment unit? The country has 21 of them. Many were built by the U.S. military. Since Liberia has now been declared Ebola-free, the government is now considering its options. Do they tear these field hospitals down, repurpose them, or keep them operational in case Ebola makes a comeback? NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
During this Ebola outbreak, some of the largest Ebola isolation units ever constructed were built in Liberia. Dr. Michael Mwanda from the World Health Organization is walking through the grounds of a now defunct 300-bed field hospital.
Here we're going through to what used to be the red zone. And as you can see, the structures over there, those are patient wards.
The plastic orange mesh fences that used to separate the red zone from the green zone have collapsed. Corrugated metal roofing sheets flap in the wind. Some of the tents that served as isolation wards are still in good shape, but many of the tarps used as partitions are torn and frayed. This isolation unit opened in October. The last Ebola patient walked out the gate free of the virus on February 11th. Even though the current WHO protocols assume that the virus can't survive on beds or other medical equipment for more than a week, Dr. Mwanda's team is still disinfecting everything here to reassure people that there's no risk to the public.
We're there to ensure that these processes happen, the cleaning processes, the decontamination, what should be repurposed or reused and what shouldn't be.
Mwanda's colleague Lynn Katui says leftover equipment will be thoroughly sanitized.
Here you see drip stands, beds and stuff, which actually can go over to another hospital. But you can imagine yourself, even in the U.S., if you got something and people in that hospital knew it came from an Ebola treatment unit, they might object and say, how do we know that that's safe?
Before anything can leave here, it has to be washed twice in a strong chlorine solution. There is still concern here that the outbreak might somehow come back or cases might come in from neighboring Sierra Leone or Guinea. So only 14 of Liberia's 21 Ebola treatment units are being dismantled. The U.S. military built the majority of those field hospitals. That's the hallmark of President Obama's multi-billion dollar response to the crisis. But those American-built hospitals didn't open until after the number of cases started to drop dramatically. Some of the U.S. Ebola treatment units, or ETUs, never saw a single patient. Tolbert Nyenswa, who led the Liberian government's response to the outbreak, defends the building of these unused field hospitals. Nyenswa says when construction started, this is what Liberia was asking for.
So when the U.S. came in, we gave them where ETUs and the number of beds of ETUs to be built. And they did that effectively.
Not to be outdone, the Chinese built the most lavish of any of the ETUs. While the others are in tented structures, the Chinese hospital is in an air-conditioned modular building. It offered patients private rooms and has closed-circuit video monitors so nurses could check on a patient without the danger of going to their bedside. But the Chinese ETU is right next to the National Soccer Stadium, and there's now a fight over whether to move it or dismantle it or find some new use for the hospital where it stands. Compared to the problems Liberia had just a few months ago, the problem of what to do with too many Ebola treatment beds is a refreshing change. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Monrovia.